The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, with their folded ears and big eyes, the Scottish Fold Cat is beloved of many celebrities, including Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. However, there are calls in the UK to ban the breeding of Scottish Folds because of painful genetic deformities. Claire Mead is with me, who's a cat vet with the Cat Hospital. Claire, we're used to this maybe in the context of dogs. There's often conversations about the deformities and the problems that arise therein. I didn't realise it was the same issue with cats. How big a problem is it?
Well, unfortunately, it's looking like it is going to become a bigger problem than it has been in the past. We know that there have been some bans on certain breeds of dogs. And unfortunately, we now know that some of the people involved in breeding those dogs are moving into breeding cats. And with the advent of the internet, you can sell almost anything with a cute video. And these cats are very cute looking. And unfortunately, a certain group of breeders have decided they will make their money from these cats now, and they will become really widely available. And unfortunately, cat vets who've been protected from some of these awful breeds and the impact of the breeding on them, we will be exposed to more and more genetically modified animals. And it is deeply distressing for vets in practice.
So what it's a kind of a genetic deformity that causes these small flopped over ears, for example, that is so popular with certain people. But what are the negative things that these cats then have to deal with, the problems that end them up in the vet?
So the bent over ears, obviously it all started quite innocently. A cat was born somewhere with a genetic deformity of their ears, and people started breeding those cats. And it took a little while for the community that were involved in breeding those cats to realize that those cats actually had problems elsewhere in their cartilage. So our ears are wobbly because they have cartilage in them, and our joints also have cartilage in them. And the function of the cartilage in the joint is quite different. It's to make sure that your joints don't become sore when they're moving against each other. And these little cats, many of them have very huge changes in the cartilage in their joints as well. And initially they thought these were very quiet little cats, and they didn't move around much, and that they loved sitting on their owner's laps. And unfortunately, we now know the reason they don't move much is because they are in terrible pain for much of their lives.
Oh,
and
God. Yeah, that's awful.
It's really awful. It is really awful. And sadly, I am the one most frequently that has to inform the owners that this is the case, because owners arrive into you with their new pedigree animals like kind of like new parents almost. They're so excited. And I maintain the excitement for a little while, but then a few minutes into the consultation, I do have to explain to the owners of these pedigree breeds that we really are looking at a kind of a long, tough future for this little animal.
Oh, that is brutal. I mean, should we be following the lead of the UK then, if they do indeed try to ban the breed?
Well, sometimes vets like to consider the complexity of these issues. It isn't always just as easy as banning them. Many of these breeds are already alive and out there. Some breeders are making efforts to reduce it, but we would consider it unethical to continue breeding these folded cat ears the way they are now, the cats with the folded ears. We've come out, the International Cat Care Organization have come out and said it is unethical to continue breeding them. But some of these cats are still out there, so a flat ban creates a lot of distress as well. So there are some countries that have gone down the route of the ban, and we would love to just inform people so that rather than banning or confiscating animals, that these animals would be allowed to play out their lives in comfort, as much comfort as we can give them. So blanket bans aren't always the solution, but we certainly applaud anybody who's trying to get this information out to the public.
Well, listen, we're glad to get it out to people listening. So, Claire, thanks a million for joining us. Claire Mead is a cat vet with the Cat Hospital.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.